straight cash, homie. This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
If you're not down with that, we got two words for you!
And it's Friday. It's a Lock It Up Friday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Week 3 of the NFL season has begun last night with the Patriots doing what the Patriots do. They just win. Straight cash, homie. It's Lock It Up Friday. It's right here on Fox Sports WHAP, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. It's me, Jay Chris. I got the fellas, Micah, Hugo, and Pierman Sr. We're all out here, and we're ready to give our picks.
That's my name now, right? That's my name now.
Yeah, whatever comes, because, you know, when I say Micah says something, and then when I say Micah, Mike says something. So I gotta start to establish a difference in my own head so I can be ready to say it when it's really time to say it. But what's going on, fellas, man? Welcome to Friday.
Well, I'm glad, because what does everybody want? And what does everybody need?
Right.
Well, no, you don't actually need money. But Jay, Chris, you said something to open the show off. So my new number one rule in fantasy, my new number one rule in handicapping is the New England Patriots without Tom Brady and with the hood always covers. Because I got embarrassed last night on Thursday Night Football, and the Houston Texans should feel embarrassed by that right there. I'm just saying that they should be an embarrassment. 27-0 with a rookie quarterback who's now hurt.
The offense needs to be embarrassed because they couldn't put any points up. They pulled they pulled the L.A. Rams on us. They couldn't put up any points. They couldn't get a field goal. They didn't get across the 50-yard line until the second half. Are you serious?
Listen, I had Hopkins in fantasy football last night. I had Will Fuller going as well.
Man.
So let's just say I lost this week already. Can we say that? Can we say I lost already this week?
Man, I don't know what else you got, but let me tell you why I lost already this week. Can I tell you that?
Oh, I played Gronk too, by the way. He didn't do nothing.
I have Doug Martin on my team.
He didn't bench him yet?
He's out. I need a backup running back. I have time to make a trade or pick up off the waiver.
Wait a minute.
I also have Adrian Peterson.
Oh, snap. Okay. All right. And how did I get them both? First of all, what league you play?
Well, first of all, Doug Martin pick
and AB.
The Doug Martin pick was an accident. Okay. I meant to click Lacey because Lacey's available. And first time in a long time draft, they were right next to each other. First time in a long time drafting in that protocol, whatever you want to call it. I apparently drafted Martin, and the person right after me drafted Lacey, and I was mad.
Yo,
as heck.
The Best in the World Sports Show on the new Twitch Show Network. Great show last night. I checked it out this morning. Yo, I love getting Philadelphia Eagles talk. I do. They got Jeff Mosier on there. I love those guys. They really are getting better, dude. I love them.
I got to check that show. I haven't checked this episode out. They actually asked me to because Vince may have to leave the show. So, Vince may have to leave the show. I don't know. I haven't talked to them yet. He may be moving. I don't know what the case may be, but, you know, the Best in the World Sports Report might be looking for someone to fill in. So, you know, I'll keep everyone posted on that. We can definitely make that happen. Well, all right.
Sorry. Let me clear my throat.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into week three. Of course, last night we already had Houston Texans losing to the New England Patriots. We ain't even going to go over that. Sunday, coming up Sunday, you want to talk about that? Because I barely watched that game last night. I have high blood
pressure. I watched the entire god darn first half when it was 10-0, came back in the third quarter saying, I do believe. And then all of a sudden, Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots happened. I'm sorry. Can you just explain to me why a team that doesn't have their quote-unquote, well, let me not say quote-unquote, but, you know, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. Again, it makes me question how great is Tom Brady when the New England Patriots can win like this without him. That was a guaranteed win on the paper when we all saw that. Everybody picked the Patriots to win that game. Shout out to Urban Sports Scenes on Will, who actually picked the New England Patriots. And I made fun of him on Twitter saying, what are you, high? And apparently I wasn't high enough because the Patriots blew about 27-0. I'm sorry. I just want to get that out there, dude. Like, seriously, like, how great is Belichick?
You know what? I just popped into my head.
No, I don't know.
Tim Tebow was on the roster a couple years seasons ago for the Patriots, right?
What?
And he did not make the team. He was on a preseason roster. He didn't make the team, or was he? Did he make the team as a third? Either way, you have backup quarterbacks do very well in this system in New England, correct? We've seen it. History tells us that. How bad was Tim Tebow that Belichick said, look, you're not even good enough to do good in this system. You got to go.
Because everybody does good in that system. Little
playoff winning quarterback at that.
Little sign up, your mommy interceding. Blind tag. Today is the end of an era, truly, as we will not only lose the player that really rejuvenated high school players coming to the NBA and Kevin Garnett, Chicago's own Ferriott High School's own Kevin Garnett to retire today. But now the sad news that Chris Bosh blood clots, well, he felt his physical and he may be forced to retire from the NBA. So we lose Kevin Garnett, one of the greatest power forwards, the guy who actually changed the financial scale of the NBA. If you look back and everybody remember the contract he got from the Minnesota Timberwolves was the first of its kind and actually kind of changed the, you know, what do you call it? The collective bargaining agreement of the NBA with the contract he got. And actually why guys like, I don't know, Oligotupo, the Greek freaking get 4 years, $100 million in Milwaukee when he's not even an all-star. Stuff like that. So, but shout out to Kevin Garnett retiring, and I pray that everything is good with Christina Bosch. And I made fun of him in the big three going there, and I just called him out of his name again. But you know, with all due respect, I hope Chris Bosch can. You know, you got a famous to look after, dog. You've done enough. You have nothing to prove in the NBA.
Yeah, he got two championships. The only thing is, man, you know, about a month ago, he had like a clean bill of health, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's got the blood clots again. I hate to see that, you know, happen to a guy like Chris Bosh. Seems like one of the good guys in the game. You know, we give him, you know, a little bit of trouble just because he joined with that big three thing. But anyway, you know,
really
quick,
that's saying pain. So that's
shout out
pain
to Kevin
kind of suspect.
Can I say something really quick?
That Sam Payne celebration was kind of suspect. Let's not all forget that Sam Payne celebration. he didn't do himself no favors.
Mike, let me say something really quick. Let me say something about the whole Chris Bosh situation that's been going on also here. A lot of the news outlets in Miami obviously reporting and saying that Miami all along knew that they weren't going to reactivate Chris Bosh, that they weren't going to clear him because two blood clots in a span of a year. That obviously means that health is deteriorating to be in physical activity for Chris Bosh. And, I mean, we know Chris Bosh came out, you know, he was talking about that he's going to make his comeback. I believe he came out with a documentary as well. You know, a bunch of other things and saying that he's making his comeback. But apparently from the offices of the Miami Heat, their plan all along was not to reactivate Chris Bosh. So that's kind of sad. Yeah. Especially for Chris Bosh, thinking that he is healthy enough to play.
If you've been close to the action, Huggo, and I know you're down there, so you got some of that. Some people may not have got that information, but I did hear that he has not spoke to Pat Riley in months.
Yeah.
So
that's true. That's
this
what
is
I heard
what.
As well.
So it's all the great Pat Riley to me as his. Is it fair, Jay Chris, or you got them to say career's ending? It's kind of to see the ending stages of Pat Riley's career and how his interaction with players where he supposedly had great relationships with fall apart really questions. First you lose LeBron James, then the fiasco, Dwayne Wade, with all due respect, should never be a Chicago Bull, should always be a Miami Heat, and now he hasn't talked to Chris Bosh in months. Like, what is Pat Riley doing with that organization? So, I mean, certain people, I will always say that Weapon X, Brian Dawkins, who's going into the Hall of Fame, should never have been a Denver Bronco. At the end of the day, certain guys deserve to always get the respect of an organization. And I know he only spent 6 years there, but Chris Bosh deserves that from the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, yeah, he was a staple in their championship run, the four straight championships, two of them winning. It's a shame to see it go down like that. If this is the end of it, it's a shame to see that happen. But let's move on to some happier news. The NFL week continues on Sunday, and we have the lines. Of course, this is the Lock It Up segment. Check out the Bet That segment. Mike, where can they find the Bet That segment?
Oh, God. Well, listen, my record is so bad right now. You know, especially after last night.
Wait, hold on. Wait, let me stop you.
Uh-huh.
Did you say golly?
I said godly. It's a Midwestern thing. It's a Midwestern thing.
Okay, I thought you said golly.
You were with me through the years before we made the Fox Sports, and I was actually a borderline 70% winner. Since coming to Fox Sports, I'm 500. I'm 500, and it's driving me crazy. And again, I lost last night. But go to YouTube, go to Fox Sports 1340 AM. For that, I go to YouTube and type in my alter ego, Mike Knox, that's spelled with three X's because my picks are so damn bad right now. I'm hardcore. But I guarantee you I will turn the corner like a bad kidney stone. Okay, so I will turn the corner. And if we can get a good episode of Empire followed by a great episode of Power this weekend, then Mike Pierman Sr. can also turn around his record. So that's my belief right now. But it is a Lock It Up Friday. So let's go ahead, Jay Chris.
I'm still waiting for Felicia Rashad to show up on Empire. That's what I'm waiting for.
Ooh.
Well, the first game on the docket, we got Denver at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 5-point favorite. No, is that correct? Denver's a 5-point favorite, correct? Where's that Cincinnati?
Give me 1 second. I apologize. I'm getting back into the system as we are speaking.
I'll read it to
right
you.
Now.
At Cincinnati -3, Denver 41.
Cincinnati's favored by 3.
Ooh.
And honestly, I went with Cincinnati in this game, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes that 2.5, which is 3, we know it's the home favorite, right? We know Denver's defense is what it is. Cincinnati's defense is not too shabby either. We think Denver's offense isn't good, but we have to believe that Cincinnati's offense isn't bad, but we have to believe that Cincinnati's offense is better than Denver's offense. So I went with Cincinnati in that with the 3 points. Tough game to pick, but it's in Cincinnati, which actually tipped their scales.
Hugo!
Yeah, I agree with Mike on that standpoint. This is a game that if it were to be on my bet sheet, I would not choose it. However, I'm going to go with Cincinnati as well, just because of that home advantage.
Mike, can you chime in on this one? I know you got a lot going
on. I can chime in. I haven't got my name called yet. I'm on location trying to get some things done here and working in there. I'm taking Denver to win outright. I'm sorry. Cincinnati lost against Pittsburgh Steelers defense, and Denver's defense is way better in my opinion. So I'm taking Denver to win outright.
Which thing me?
Who you got in this one? I'm sorry. Yeah, Wally's here. What's going on, Wally?
How you doing, people? How you doing? I like
signing out the urban sports scene because I feel like an idiot after not believing in New England last night.
Well, not believing, I'm telling you, man. Something about that Belichick dude. I know I just like that dude a lot. Like, I hate him. I know hate's a strong word, but I do hate him. He's done some dirty things for Washington Redskins in the past. I remember when Joe Gibbs came back, you know what I mean, his second season, and he beat the Skins like 52-7 for like no reason. That was the year they had Randy Moss and company. I was like, you're the dirtiest dude in the world. Like, trying to score, like, touchdowns in the fourth quarter when you're already beating us by 30. But anyway, I'm going with Cincinnati. I like Cincy. I think this is a bounce-back game for the Cincinnati Bengals, so I do like them.
King Vaughn, by the way, Jay Chris said he's going with Denver with Micah. I think Vaughn and Micah have developed some kind of secret tag team. I think I might be getting a screw job thing coming soon between those two.
You getting a chair to the back soon, huh?
Mm-hmm. The Batista thumbs down.
You know, everything in me wants to pick Denver in this game. However, I'm going with Cincinnati. They're at home. They're the favorite. I'm going with Cincinnati for some reason, and that's all there is to. And this is actually a game that I wouldn't touch. For me, this isn't a Mike Knox do not touch. But this is a game that I wouldn't touch.
I was close to not touching it, but I was afraid because I don't want to be to where I'm that guy where it's too many. Sometimes as a handicapper, you gotta step out. You know?
Oh yeah,
and,
I know.
And this is a game that. You very well should probably be a do not touch game, right? Because it's the unknown factor. However, you got to have some marbles somewhere, and damn it, I have marbles.
And this is where you chose to have marbles. On the next game on the docket, we have Tennessee minus 1.5. Tennessee's the favorite at home against Oakland. Mike, you have this as a do not touch. Why is that?
I'm going to tell you why I have this do not touch game, because who the hell is these two teams? Can you tell me? Please, somebody tell me. I will wait right now for somebody to step on my pinky toe, and I said my pinky toe, to wake me up and understand who the hell these two teams are. Because I don't trust Tennessee. I don't trust Oakland. This game's in Tennessee, so I'm not touching it. Let these teams prove to me by week 5 who they are. But right now in week 3, I have no idea who they are, and I'm not letting them off the hook. Wally?
Oh, you know, I like the Raiders. You know what I mean? I'm a Raiders guy.
That's why
I'm silver and black.
Such a Raiders.
You know what I mean?
Such
a
Raiders mark.
I'm silver and black, man. I love the silver and black. Derek Carr is that dude. They went into New Orleans and beat a good home team. I'm gonna say a good New Orleans team, a good home team in New Orleans. Though they did lose a home game to the Falcons. So I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't understand that. But I'm gonna take them over Tennessee. But you know that Tennessee defense is stout though. That's a good defense. But I'm gonna take them over Tennessee.
Hugo.
Oakland did do it. Did do it in New Orleans. But can they do it again? Can they go to the East Coast and do it again? And we know the win and loss record on the East Coast for West Coast teams. And again, do not touch. And I'm liking what I'm seeing from Oakland though. So I think they could do it again though, Mike. I think they could do it again. You know what? I'm just going to take Tennessee. I'm going to take Oakland over Tennessee in that one with the points. And obviously, the points is pretty much a pick 'em. So, I'll take Oakland.
Micah.
Well, at the end of the day, who is firing all cylinders offensively? I think that's Oakland. Who still has questions on defense? I think that's Oakland. But regardless of the question that they have on defense, I think Derek Carr is good enough to go ahead and get it done against that Tennessee defense who, like, they actually let Detroit feel like they actually were good on offense. So, with that being said, I'm taking Oakland win outright.
I'm going to take Oakland in this one too. But the big thing to me on this, I would also take the over on this. Okay, I'm not a handicapper. I don't call myself a handicapper. I'm just a guy that I just throw darts. All right, but I'm taking Oakland and I'm taking the over on this one. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm a handicapper, damn it.
I know you're the handicapper, not me. But I'm taking Oakland in this because, like you say, you know, the home team gets 3 points, and they're only giving them 1.5. So I'm taking Oakland in this because we know by around 3 o'clock, it'll be 3, 4 o'clock, it'll be 1 o'clock West Coast time. Oakland is going to get those engines revving. They just did it 2 weeks ago. Taking Oakland, I'm also taking the over because I don't much believe in either defense. So I think this might be a high-scoring game. Oakland, take the over. That's what I got.
Well, the over is 47, by the way, too, out there. No, let people know the over is 47. So
47, yeah, over 47 points. I think this is at least a 50-point game. I think they'll both score at least 25, I think. Next game on the docket, you got Arizona coming to the East Coast -4 against Buffalo. Mike, who you got?
Now, over all these years, I had rules, right? The only rule that actually was great was Peyton Manning always covers in WWE and the NFL are disrespectful. Lately, none of my damn rules matter. So I'm throwing them out the window, and I'm going to Arizona to cover the four over Buffalo because Buffalo's all they care about right now, in which is Rex Ryan, is feet. And you got dimes, dropping dimes, Shady McCoy worrying about police people, off-duty police officers suing them. So Buffalo's in a disarray. They got nice uniforms. Unfortunately, again, they're in Buffalo. Like, what the hell's in Buffalo? I'm going with Arizona. Lock it up. Who you got in this one, Wally?
Oh, I'm gonna go with Arizona. Buffalo is just it's just too tough. It's too tough for Buffalo. To, you know, this is a tough game for Buffalo, and they just lost to the Jets. They ain't beating Arizona. Give me Arizona.
Woo, Hugo.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona as well, guys. I don't trust Buffalo at all. And Arizona just couldn't. I mean, they had to slip up in the first week against New England, and I think you know they're a winning passer, so I'm gonna go with Arizona.
Micah.
Easiest game to pick out of all of them because at the end of the day, Buffalo is a factory of sadness. Just kidding. They're not Cleveland. But I have to take the more experienced quarterback, knockout, drag out defensive game, and that's going to be Arizona. Take it out.
Ooh, man, you guys are something else. Let me tell you something. Buffalo messed up week one. They messed up week two. All right.
Not really. They played good week two. Just defense act like sissies.
They let it go at the end. They caught up and then they let it slip away. Week three, I don't see Buffalo messing up week three. I just don't see it. They're at home. It's a daytime game. I don't see them messing it up.
So you don't believe in Arizona? Are you going back to the West Coast teams coming at 1 o'clock?
You don't let me finish, Michael.
All right, I'm sorry. Same with Wiki Me. I'm sorry.
Messed up my whole thing. However, which I was about to say, but now it loses effect. I think Arizona can win this game by more than 4 points. So I'm definitely taking Arizona. See, just lost all effect there. Let's go to the next game. Jacksonville at home against Baltimore. This is a pick'em game. Mike, who you pick?
Why is this a goddamn pick'em game?
Vegas
really?
Knows something. Vegas must know something.
We always say that, right? I'm still picking Baltimore. It's a pick'em game. I will not, nor have I ever, sure nell I ever, because I guarantee I will never, ever believe in a Jacksonville Jaguars, no matter what nobody says how good they are on Madden football. Madden's a video game. It's not real life. Give me Jim Harbaugh and give me my man Joe Flacco all day. Take him, Baltimore. Wally?
You meant John Flacco. I mean, John, you said Jim. Jim is in Michigan. Come on.
I didn't know what I meant.
Jim is doing great.
I got off work 12 hours ago, and I've been drinking tequila, okay? It's my anniversary week. All right.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you. 13 years, damn it.
That's a blessing.
Just get
it started. I'm going to go with Jacksonville. Baltimore, they have some weaknesses on that team. I mean, they did struggle with Cleveland on the road. I like what Jacksonville is doing, though they got beat. They got their break speed off of by the San Diego Chargers. But I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I think they'll bounce back.
And by the way, they didn't cover against Cleveland. Like Jay, Chris, and I said, they probably wouldn't. Although we both picked Baltimore to cover last week, they did not cover against a putrid, horrid team, which is the Cleveland Browns, according to everybody else on the program, may not Wally and Mike Knox and Jay Chris. Just saying. Go ahead. Jay Chris, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, they just said they was bad. They wasn't as bad as we thought they were, and we didn't let them off the hook.
Yeah, with this pick'em game, I got to go with the what I think is more experience. And that's with Baltimore, with the experience, more experienced coach, more experienced quarterback, more experienced receivers. I got to go with Baltimore in this one. It's a pick'em game. If I'm picking, I got to pick Baltimore. Plain and simple. Hugo.
Hugo has said he's set right back, so it goes to Micah. Blind tag.
Micah.
Yep, there you go. There you my go. Blind tag came in, man. I had to put my, you know, I'm on location, man. Things are noisy around here. So, with that being said, I'm definitely going with the experience, with the better team, and with the better experience team, excuse me, that being the Baltimore Ravens in this game. Got to go that way. Actionville is doing their thing, and they're trying to make things feisty, but they're going to get shut down in this game. And don't be surprised if Baltimore kind of actually has an offensive explosion in this game.
Woo! Next on the docket, we got Miami at home, favored by 9.5 points against Cleveland. Mike, what you see in this game?
Again, this should be a do not touch game. And every time it's a double digit lead, it's when Vegas says it's like dangling a carrot in front of the rabbit or your woman coming out of the bathroom with a nice lace thong on. What are you going to do? Is it a setup? What does she really want? Guess what? In this case, I'm going to go ahead and cash in and go with the Cleveland Browns, which we don't know who their quarterback is. But you know what? I don't want to say this, and I hope this gets tweeted the right way. And actually, I really don't care. I think the Cleveland Browns might have one of the best up-and-coming wide receivers core in football. I don't care who that quarterback is. I think those receivers can make plays. And so with that, I think Cleveland covers this game. I don't believe them to win the game outright, but I don't believe in Miami no more either. I've been on their bandwagon for the last 2.5 seasons. They have let me down. Besides that defense, the offense never shows us anything. If Cleveland's defense can go along with against that offense, which is horrid, against the Miami Dolphins offense, which is equally horrid, it's going to be a close game. Give me Cleveland in the points. Who you got in this one, Wally?
I know Cleveland's going to be missing their rookie wide receiver who's actually, so he's actually produced. So that's a wide receiver.
Gary Coleman, yes.
Yeah, Coleman. So they're going to miss. So they're going to miss Coleman, and they're still waiting on. What's my dude's name who smokes so much weed? I'm having a moment.
Gordon. Josh Gordon.
I'm acting like Josh Gordon. Ain't that something? So.
Well, you get tested by the government, so I know you ain't high.
There's ways around everything. But anyway, let me get back to my point. I'm gonna go with Miami. I think Miami. This will be a feel good game for Miami. This is a game that they kind of rev their spirits up. Let's call it the homecoming game. Their homecoming.
They're favored by 10. Wally by 10.
Yeah. I'm taking the cover that one. I'm taking the cover that one.
Ooh. You better go ahead and lock that 10 up.
Yeah, I'm going to lock that one up. I won't be surprised they covered. If it was a 20-point cover, they would cover by 20.
Stepping out there.
Kessler's a problem, man. Kessler's a problem.
Micah, Mike, I'm going to let you go before I ask this question. Go ahead, Micah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Pierman Sr. has to educate me, and Justin, you're going to have to educate me one more time. Now, he just said Cleveland and the points, but he's not picking Cleveland to win the game. He's just going to pick Cleveland to cover, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. To me, that makes sense because I don't think that Miami is going to lose this game, but I also don't think it's going to be like, you know, a super blowout win by Miami. So just like what you said, I'm taking Cleveland to cover those points. I'm doing that as well.
So Mike and Micah have both picked Cleveland, and Wally has picked Miami. Now, here's something interesting to me. They're picking Miami to win by, you know, they're 9.5-point favorites. The over-under is only 41.5, which
exactly
that speaks to me a little bit.
Okay.
That means
teach me.
It means they think somebody's going to score some points, or like they really think Miami's going to blow this game away for them being a double-digit, because they have to be. If they think they're going to win by at least 10, that means Miami's going to score at least 30-something points, right? That being said, I'm picking Cleveland in this game. Give me Cleveland and that 9.5 points, man. You give me 9.5 points with Cleveland, I think they'll probably they can keep the game close. Miami has disappointed me so far this year. I'm also been high on Miami for the last couple years. They have Kiko Alonso. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. You got the New York Giants at home against the Skins. 4.5-point favorites on the New York Giants. This is
I am so mad. That I am at this ball game, not being there in person, because I will be at my other job this weekend, because this to me is the must-see matchup of the year. And the urban community and the barbershops, they're saying it's boyfriend versus boyfriend. And the sports world, they're saying it's running receiver versus cornerback. I can't wait to see this. I'm excited to see this. However, on the docket in this game, Jay Chris, you see it right there in front of you. What do I have in this game? I got to say it. I cannot, nor have I believed in, well, that's not true. Thus far, can I believe in the Washington Redskins offense? I look at this offense on paper, and I go, what is Kirk Cousins thinking? He has two great receivers. Are they better than the Giants receivers? Probably not, but they're on the same par, in my opinion. Like, maybe a notch below. Okay, I got to give a nod to Odell Beckham. Got to give a nod to Victor Cruz. But I got to still think, in my opinion, the best receiver under 6 foot in the NFL it's DeSean Jackson. Got to give him the ball. Pierre Garçon, great possession receiver. Jordan Reed, running back. I mean, tight end, super. Their problem with the Washington Redskins and why I can't get behind them, they got 29 rushes over the first two games of the season. That will not get the job done. Coach Gruden needs to get this team in check. He has not done that. He has not put no balance in his team. I think Kirk Cousins is playing with fear in his heart, and he's playing passive over the franchise tag tenure, maybe too nervous trying to get the next contract. I don't know. What I do know is this will be must-see TV. With all that being said, I got to take the New York Football Giants. They're at home. They're favored by five. Their defense, which I didn't want to believe in with Werner, is playing better than I thought they could play. And those cornerbacks got to be the best cornerbacks in the NFC right now and the cornerbacks they have out there in New York. Give me the Giants and the 5 points, Wally. Sorry.
You got the Giants covering the five.
I got the Giants winning outright.
Woo-hoo, Wally picking against his team. You taking something out of my book, Wally.
I agree with everything Mike said. Jay Gruden has to run the ball more. He has to take the pressure off of Kirk Cousins. If you look at the weapons, the wide receivers the Giants have that with two. I'm not going to talk about a third, with the two, with Odell Beckham Jr. and Rick DeCruz, hopefully a healthy Rick DeCruz for the New York Giants. But you look at the tight end combination for the Washington Redskins. You've seen a little bit of it with Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed. We're not even talking about their, DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, how, that's a weapon for them. And they're not really, exploding off of that alone in the red zone. If you have two good tight ends, you expect that to be successful in the red zone. They're not even doing that. So, yeah, Kirk Cousins has to step up. He has to man up. Jay Gruden has to run the ball more to help him out. If they don't do that, this game's going to be ugly quick. But, I got to go off of what I'm seeing so far. And so far, I don't see a good thing. So I got to take the Giants with the points.
Not to mention, you still have not seen a pass rush.
Yeah, that too.
Man, let me tell you. I'm seeing this game, and I am excited to see Josh Norman, Odell Beckham do their thing. But everybody else on the Giants offense is going to go off because this defense is not playing with confidence. It's not playing with a sense of urgency. And I believe that an experienced quarterback like Eli Manning, for as much as he's not his brother Peyton in the regular season, is going to go ahead and torch that defense, just like Ronald Berger torched the defense. And I think it's going to be way more than just 5 points. So give me the Giants also to win outright.
Yeah, Eli struggles with the Ravens.
Can someone tell Vaughn what made him now the biggest Giants fan out there? Because he's on the
anything
chat right
anything
green,
against the Redskins
blue.
Is he's for. If you're against the Redskins, he's a Cowboys fan. So right
yeah,
now
he's like the,
it's
yeah,
like
he's
Michael Irvin on payday on a Tuesday when he gets a game day check with a whore and some cocaine. You can't tell him anything.
I'm gonna break this down to as a guy who grew up in this area and knows everything about the DMV Cowboy fan, they're the most irritating fans you're gonna ever be in your life. All right. When they lose, they're quiet, they don't say nothing. When they win, it's like they won the Super Bowl. Especially when they're bad. When they're good, it is what it is. When your team is good, you talk. But when they're bad, when they get that one win and your team loses, or they do beat your team, It's like the best thing in the world. It's like Disney World for a little 5-year-old toddler. I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's an amazing thing. I'm not looking at the chat. I'm sure Vaughn is going off right now. But Vaughn, if you want to go off, call me and then dispute it that way. But right now, you're muted on the chat. But I'm just telling you, like, when
he
I can,
said,
in
I
terms
still
of verbal,
talk win or lose.
No, you don't. No, you don't. When Romo said, my back, I'm sure you didn't say anything.
He said, Skins fans were quiet on Monday.
Look, we were quiet on Monday, but guess what? We're talking again. I'm just telling you. I'm talking now. Can you hear my voice, Mike? Mike, do you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just to your point. I'm just saying, Vaughn is, Vaughn's a Cowboy fan. Cowboy fans are anti-Washington Redskins, or anti-Washington Redskins, period. So for him to brag about the Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., suspect Odell Beckham Jr. Go for it. Go brag about him. I don't care.
Anyway, Jay Chris, I'm going with the Giants as well.
Thank you, Hugo. Thank you.
No problem.
I'm actually going to go with the Skins on this. I got the Skins to cover. I don't think they're going to win, but I got them to cover. The Skins really need this game. They're 0-2. It's 4.5. So the Skins really need this game. They don't want to go down two games in the division, and then three games in the, you know, go down 0-3 overall. But I don't think they win this game. I think the Giants are on to something pretty decent right now. They're playing. They have Uncle Mo on their side right now. I'm going with the Skins to win, but not to win, to cover the 4.5. So that's how I see it. That's the way it ought to be. Next on the docket, you got Green Bay at home, 7.5 points against Detroit. That's Green Bay coming off last week's loss to Minnesota, at home playing against Detroit, 7.5 points. Mike, what you talking about in this one?
Well, you know me, Gene. I got to take the Green Bay Packers, or in this case, the Packers of Green Bay. Come on, Wally. Give me one. We ain't had one all year, Wally.
I said it last week.
Nigerian lives matter.
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, African lives matter.
I'm just going to tell you this one time.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
Give me the Packers of Green Bay all day. Who you got in this one, Wally?
First off, the African lives matter. And I'm going to take – who am I going to take? I'm going to take the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers has been struggling too long. He needs to get his swag back. So nothing better to get your swag back other than you got the Detroit Lions coming home. So, hey.
He does have Olivia Munn.
Well. Yeah.
How hard is he to get his swag back?
Oh, that too. Well, you know what I mean. Football swag. I ain't talking about no
just tell him to take a shower.
Swag. I ain't talking about no bedroom swag. I'm talking about football swag.
Mike, what you got in this?
Give me the Packers of Green Bay as well. It's Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, he's going to bounce back. He's been having a little bit of a rough time, but he's going to make it up. He's going to tell us to relax, and then he's going to go on the run.
Hugo,
I have the Packers winning, but I think Detroit covers the spread. The last couple of games have been close. Lost the most was against Indianapolis by 4. Excuse me, but they beat Indianapolis by 4 and lost to Tennessee by 1. It's a divisional game. I know it's in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers hasn't had his mojo. They'll win, but they will not cover. So give me Detroit to cover the spread.
Ooh.
I have a question. Who did you say Jacksonville 1-1 over Green Bay?
No. I'm talking about Detroit. They lost by 1 to Tennessee.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm going with – this is a tough one. I actually want to go with Detroit in this one, but I'm going to go with Green Bay to win by – I think they win by 10 in this one. I'm going with Green Bay, the Packers of Green Bay, absolutely. This next one on the docket, Mike, you have it etched as your lock of the week. Stone Cold Lock. Here we go. You got Carolina Panthers at home, favored by 7 against the Minnesota Vikings. You want to talk about this one? Who you got in this one? This is your lock.
If you're looking for a fantasy running back to pick up the backup running back from Minnesota. How do you pronounce his name, Wally?
Which one, McKinnon?
No, not him. He doesn't. That's the backup. The backup.
Well, McKinnon's the one we're going to go crap. They say, Asiaka. Asiaka. McKinnon's going to get a lot of carries, though. McKinnon's going to get a lot of carries.
Yeah, but Asiaka's going to be the starter. He played very well.
Yeah.
He's played very well in other games where Adrian Peterson did not play.
Yeah.
I believe it was last year, the year before, he played very well. Sam Bradford, which I thought would be the better pick for the game, it's not that. It's Sam Bradford against that Carolina defense is what I'm going against. It's not the defense of the Minnesota Vikings, which I am now, if I was not before, a believer, especially how they defend against Aaron Bleeping Rodgers. But in this game, I got to lock it up right here. It has to be locked up because Super Cam and the Newtons, which was named by Jay Chris himself, it's a 7-point game, a lot of points on the board, but it's at Carolina. I'm taking them in the points. I believe in that defense of Captain America, Luke Kuechly, and I believe in Super Cam and the Newtons. Give me Carolina and the 7, Wally. Lock it up! It's my lock of the week, damn it. They're locking
lock it up.
Lock it up. That's Stone Cold Lock, man.
I need you guys to do me a favor. Give me the name of that backup running back for Minnesota, please.
It's,
I need to add some people on my team.
I'm gonna give McKinnon because I have one of my sources said McKinnon's gonna start. We'll see though. I mean, I think they're both gonna be. It's gonna be a dual process. It'll be a combination backfield. They'll both be running the ball a lot.
Well, let me ask you this question: what league are you in? Are you in a four letter league or Yahoo
I'm
league?
I'm on a website. The website league.
Okay. Reason why I asked that question to Jay Chris was because, depending on, look at your projected points for both. That also matters.
Yeah, I know. But the dude, this is where I do agree with you about his fantasy play, what makes him more effective that in the goal line situations. He's gonna get the bulk of that. He's a power back, so he's gonna get touchdowns.
They have to get to the goal line first.
Yeah, I'm talking about point projections. No. I'm just saying the points projections. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You know, six is better than you get a quick six off one carry, or you know what I mean, get some yardage with it. You're getting more points, you know what I'm saying, regardless. But, yeah, to the point, I got Minnesota because of the spread. How do I state that correctly?
You're taking Minnesota in the points.
The cover.
In the points,
right,
thank
in
you.
The, points.
The cover, thank you. I got Minnesota to cover. I don't think Minnesota can win that game. Because of Mike's point, I think, you know, I have so much respect for Carolina's defense. And I do believe it's going to be a defensive struggle. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game at all. I think you got two good defenses going at it. I do think it'll be really close, but I could see Cam Newton doing something special to pull that game out.
Okay. Hugo, who you got?
I like Minnesota not to win, but to cover the spread. I know there's something about Minnesota that's making me a believer for them in the NFC North. I'm taking Minnesota to cover the spread. They're not going to go to Carolina win, though, but I'll take the points on Minnesota.
Micah?
Yes. And I hear what everyone's saying, but I don't think this game's going to be close. Not in the spread, since I don't think this game is going to be close at all. And the reason why I say that is because I believe Carolina is playing for a little bit more than just a win with all the things that's going on around in their city. And I think they're going to try to play some inspired ball to get their folks united and excited. So give me Carolina to win outright, and trust me, it's not going to be close.
You heard it. He said trust them.
He said trust me, it's not going to be close.
Hey, I told you to trust me again. I told you to trust me when your Eagles took on Chicago, but you didn't.
Hey, don't worry about that.
I told my Eagles over Chicago. Thank you very much. You know the rest.
You talking about me there? It's all right. That's a personal thing. I have reasoning behind my picks.
Yeah, he never goes against his team. Right, he never picks for his team. and Micah, Ballin also says Super Cam to Newton. This game will be out of reach.
You know, Carolina, as good as they are, as much as I like Cam Newton, Minnesota, I think, will win this game outright. And this would have actually been my upset of the week.
Wow.
I think Minnesota, actually, yeah, I think Minnesota wins this game. And whether it's outright or not, I think they end up winning the game. I like Carolina's defense. I like their offense. I think Minnesota's defense is looking pretty tough. You know, they played against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers last week, and they're going to put up points. Carolina's going to put up points, and Minnesota's going to be right there with them. They basically won the game last week without Adrian Peterson because he did much of nothing before he got. So, that being said, give me Minnesota to win this game. That's about it. That's all I got for this one. Moving on to the next game, Seattle at home, -9.5 against San Francisco, against Chip Kelly, San Francisco 49ers. Mike, who you got?
You always like to come to me first. Why? I know why. Seattle, your offense sucks. Seattle, your defense sucks. The great thing about all this is that San Francisco sucks too. I don't like the 10 points. I would not touch this game. Matter of fact, I'm taking San Francisco to cover the 10 points but not win the game outright.
I like that. I like. You want to lock that one up?
No. They don't lock my body, so hell yeah.
Don't lock that one up.
Who's next? Wale?
Yeah, this game's a joke. All right, this game's a joke. It's an utter joke. Seattle's going to blow them out. If this is a 10-pointer, you should believe in the 10-point. This is going to be a blowout. Again, homecoming game. Russell Wilson, you're welcome.
Homecoming game, huh?
Yeah,
that's homecoming. What you're deeming?
You owe me yes style, bro. Homecoming game.
Okay. All right. All right. Micah, who you liking this one?
I've been seeing what's going on with these two teams these last couple of weeks. Really, really hard for me to say because I'm a Russell Wilson fan. I'm thinking San Francisco to win outright.
Ooh.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just. I'm sorry. If you know, Russell Wilson is much better than 15 points in two games, but that offensive line is going to it's out. That defense in San Francisco is still good enough to cause some trouble, and I don't think Russell Wilson's going to gash. So, San Francisco's going to win outright, straight up.
He said the Jericho versus the athlete. I mean, versus the Afro.
The Afro versus the Jufro?
Versus the Jufro, by the way, he's on the cover of Time magazine. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
For social injustice by not standing for the national anthem since anybody since Martin Luther King. I don't give a damn what you say. And I didn't say he's done more. I just brought more awareness to the situation.
Probably. In this day and age, absolutely. This day and the social media age has definitely done that for him. Hugo, he got in this.
I hate this game as well, Mike. I really hate this game. But I don't see San Francisco beating Seattle at all, especially with a 12 man. I take Seattle in the 10 points as well. I agree. It's going to be a blowout.
Wow. See, I've been stalling, really, because I don't really know who I want in this game, who I like in this game. Are we going to see the Are we going to see the Seattle that we saw last week against the Rams that can only put up 3 points? Or are we going to see
the worst offense in football, J. Chris? You know why? And a lot of football fans say this is what they get for how they treated Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, they should have given the ball. They should have 2 Super Bowl rings. I'm going to take San Francisco. I'm going to be a prisoner of the moment. I'm going to take San Francisco. That's it. That's all I can say about it. I'm going to take San Francisco. And this is an interesting line. As once again, you see a double-digit line with a 40-point over-under. Very interesting to me. Something they're speaking to me here. But I'm taking San Francisco in this one. Next one on the docket, Tampa Bay at home -5 against the L.A. Rams. Mike, you have this as a do not touch. Why is that?
Well, why would I touch it? I mean, give me a reason to touch this game. The L.A. Rams just completely suck. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers the last 2 weeks have completely wet the bed the way my son used to pee the bed every single night. Here we are believing in famous Jameis Winston. Here we are believing in that offense. Here we are believing in that defense. The star running back juggernaut goes down, but yet they can't put a whole 4 quarters together. The way they looked last week was absolutely horrible. I got to say it's a game I can't touch because, like the other game I did not touch, going forth, I just can't believe in these two teams. I can't believe in – like, I won't believe in Tennessee and Oakland. I can't believe in either one of these two teams right now. I don't believe in the Rams, period. My fear is Tampa Bay. So that's why I won't touch the game, because Tampa Bay is the true X factor here, which means X, everybody should know, means the unknown. So I wouldn't touch this game, J. Chris.
With this game, here's what they've shown me, okay? You got Tampa Bay last week. They lost the way they did to Arizona. All that tells me is Tampa Bay is a long way away, okay? Mm-hmm. Long way away from the elite teams in the league. So, but in this game, we know the Rams stink. I wouldn't like to touch this one either, but I think Tampa Bay wins by a touchdown. And so I'm taking Tampa Bay at home. Hugo, who you got? Well, Micah, how about Micah?
I'll tell you this, my Tampa Bay would have been much closer. Tampa Bay would have been much closer if they kept Lovie Smith around for more than 5 days. So that's just how I feel about that still. Tampa Bay is going to win this game, though, because I still don't believe in any team that's led by Jeff Fisher to be consistently good at all after his one little trip to the Super Bowl and a couple of playoff hits. I don't believe in Jeff Fisher as a head coach. So overrated, and yet he still keeps getting work like the Kevin Costner of the NFL. I don't get it. Anyway, so give me Tampa Bay to win this game.
I'm gonna take LA. I still like St. Louis. I mean, say St. Louis. Good God, I'm the worst. I still like LA's. I like their defense. I still like their defense.
Well, you're not the worst. You didn't lie about your emails. You didn't lie on your tax return. And you're not a borderline openly racist. So what are you apologizing for? Please, it's just football.
Two out of three ain't bad, Mike.
You don't worry. But yeah, I'm gonna go LA.
Hugo, who you got?
You know what I want
I got
sleep
number
bid.
You want more, Mike?
I want a sleep number bid. As I reached the studio, I'm like, man, that bed looks. I turned the TV on to watch the Cubs game, and I'm watching the commercials, and man, I want a sleep number bed.
Well, all right.
All right. Off the record, I'm just saying, you know, that joint looked so comfortable. When I was in that, what hotel was that when I was in Philly? You came to visit me. That hotel had a sleep number bed in it.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I've
ever since then.
Next game on the docket, you got Pittsburgh -3.5 at Philadelphia. Keystone rivalry. Who you got, Mike?
Guess what, guys? America, which is the social media and the media, well, not really social media, but the national media, can sit here and slob on his knob like corn on the cob all you want to by Carson Wentz.
Check and we'll
but
meet.
Guess what?
And do your job. I'm not going to do the
rest. But I cannot, until they beat a real team, I can't go with this Eagles team. Because there's times I've watched this team win, or sometimes I've seen the team move down the field, and it's the same thing I've seen when they had Andy Reid, when they had Chip Kelly. They still can't score in the god darn red zone. And if you can't score touchdowns in the red zone, you can't win a game. Pittsburgh's defense, we did not believe in the beginning of the season. Mike Tomlin got them boys out there flying like the Flying Squirrels of Richmond. Listen, I got to take Pittsburgh in the points. I don't want to, but I'm not playing with my money, my heart here. I'm playing with my money. It's 4 points. It's in Philly. If Philly wins, hey, I'm going to go streaking up to the quad for the gymnasium. But that's not going to happen. Well, I actually hope it does happen. But give me Pittsburgh. Let me shut up. Who you got, Jay Chris?
In this one, I'm taking Pittsburgh to win this game. And they're going to cover to the 3.5. Wiley, who you got?
I got Pittsburgh. Nothing against Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia's very improved. I think Pittsburgh just playing at a high level right now. Maybe I'm Bill.
We about to win the NFC East. You hear me, Vaughn?
Is Le'Veon Bell back? Was it two-game suspension?
Nope. No, it's like three or four. Le'Veon Bell comes back next week. Three games.
Yeah, okay. Then yeah, y'all. Yeah.
And then Martavis Bryant, I don't think it's gonna be back all year.
Nah, he ain't coming back. That's too much.
And they still look good. They still look good.
I know. And they still look good. I know.
And D'Angelo Williams leading the league in rushing right now. Hugo, who you got?
He'll beat.
I got the best team in football right now, Pittsburgh. They're gonna win it out.
Woo! Best team in football. I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Did Hugo just say the Eagles?
No, he said
Pittsburgh.
Okay, because even Big Shirley ain't going with the Eagles. that's a WIP thing in Philadelphia. Only those who know what I'm talking about would understand who Big Shirley is.
Micah, who you got? Micah!
My phone does weird things, man. I apologize. But here's what we got, right? We saw Jay Cutler. Yes, that Jay Cutler actually gets some big plays on the Eagles defense. Now, with a guy who's actually a good quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, yeah, this is going to be Pittsburgh, and it's not close. It's going to be Pittsburgh and not close. Welcome to the NFL, Carson Wentz.
What you say,
you're
going to
play a real team. It's not going to be close.
Somebody knew his phone. He ain't going to come on my show and talk about my team like that. He gets sandwiched with Ricky.
All right, we got three more picks to go through. We got to make them quick. Kansas City at home, -3 against the Jets. Hugo, I'm going to let you start off this one.
I have been impressed with Kansas City, but if I'm going to be quick, man, I'm going to go with the Jets. Yes, I'm letting the pride get ahead of me. I'm going with my New York football Jets.
Wale.
Kansas City.
Micah. I say Micah.
Believe in the Jets. Believe in the Jets. The Jets going to win this one.
Michael, Mr. Pyramid.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets.
Kansas City. Covers the
truth. That was good right there. That was good.
I'm taking Kansas City at home in this one. We might see a return of Jamal Charles, so I'm taking Kansas City at home. Limited role. Indianapolis at home, -3 against San Diego. Mike, you have this as your upset of the week.
San Diego, baby. Superchargers. I told you guys it wasn't as bad as you thought. And y'all going one day, maybe this day, but probably not, but one day, believe in Phillip Rivers. Give me San Diego.
It's going to take me a while to believe in Phillip Rivers. But Antonio Gates may not be playing. I'm going to go with, I don't know, Michael, who you going with?
Well, they don't have Keenan Allen, they don't have Danny Woodhead, they've lost weapons. So Phillip Rivers, I believe in as a person and as a quarterback, but not with their squad around him. So my Colts are actually going to get a win on this one.
Hugo,
I'll take Indianapolis. I don't believe in San Diego, especially with the bottle they had last week.
Wale.
Oh, give me San Diego. They blew out Jacksonville. They look good right now.
What are you talking about? They've covered the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon is looking like the truth, like he's looking in Wisconsin. He's looking like that running back. So, yeah, I'm good with San Diego. I think San Diego can take this one.
Vaughn says Indianapolis, since you talked the question the first time.
I want to take the horseshoes, but I'm going to take the Bolts. I'm going to take not the Colts, but the Bolts. Your Sunday night game, you have Dallas Cowboys at home, -7 against the Chicago Bears, against the Bears.
Really? This is such an easy win for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the Eagles softened them up and pretty much made everybody say that Jay Cutler's the worst quarterback in football. They better win. But the Dallas Cowboys actually need to go back on smoke some coke. So everybody's taking Dallas. If anybody's not taking Dallas, speak now from a whole your piece.
I'm not taking Dallas because it won't allow me to. I think I did, though, on a pick thing. I think I did. But on this show, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Vaughn, you heard that. I'm not doing that. I'm just not going to do that. So, yeah, I'm picking. I'm going to pick the I'm picking Chicago Bears.
I don't think that schizophrenic quarterback and Jay Cutler is even going to play in this game, actually.
Yeah, he may not play.
I think he's out of that game. So
is he? What is he on? What is he on the? What's it? The injury report.
I'm not sure. I think he is questionable. I don't think he's going to play. He got his feelings hurt last week. But that's all we got today. Mike, take us out, Mike.
Don't wake up tomorrow morning on the weekend. Have a safe one and say I love me to me. And don't love God, because really, without him, you wouldn't be here. There's no such thing as Scientology. There's a man upstairs. His name is God. I don't care if he's Allah or Buddha or whatever you want to call him. He's our Lord and Savior. Give him respect. We see y'all on Monday, y'all. Peace.
Great cash, homie. This is